The peaceful transfer of power. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today's inauguration is a huge affair, but of course the real inauguration, as required by the Constitution, was yesterday at the White House.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Took exactly 33 seconds and was followed by the shortest inaugural address on record, delivered to his daughter, Malia.
I did it.
He says, I did it. And if you listen carefully, you can hear her say, you didn't mess up. And so once again, we have witnessed the peaceful transfer of presidential power. He's peacefully transferring the power to himself, but in this case, that might be more significant than it seems, because by all accounts, the Obama of 2013 is not the Obama of 2009. The old Obama had this quaint idea about no red states and no blue states, just the United States. The new Obama, according to former advisor Van Jones, is feeling more comfortable with power and partisanship.
And I think that he had a come to Jesus moment at some point in that presidency. He said, you know what, I'm going to stick with those who brought me. I think he's
And as Republican consultant Alex Castellano said on CNN, he faces a much weaker Republican Party.
In 2 years, he's got that same awesome machine he just had that helped him get elected president. He can use that possibly to win the House. He could run the table.
So this inauguration may not be a transfer of power, but you can bet the president's supporters are hoping it signals the rediscovery of how to use it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.